This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is there anybody worse than you right now?
Oh, just if no. If you were to power rank the really bad teams in the majors.
Well, fortunately for you, Anthony. Go ahead.
Wow. Just 4 minutes in.
Yeah, well, might as well do something fun.
I still think the Rockies are the worst. Can I say the White Sox?
You can say anything you want. Yeah. It's your power rankings.
Then the Guardians.
Okay. We're 10 games ahead of the White Sox right now. It's 10 in a row. I think they've scored 15 runs in these 10 games. It's as historically bad as it's been. And yesterday, you see, you feel like a fool. Because at the beginning of this, when things start to go a little bit clunky and awry, it's like, hey, you know, you guys have said this a bunch of times, and they always get the nose up on the thing, and away they go. But then yesterday, like, it's already a 9-game losing streak, and your pitchers had pitched well in the Detroit series. It's already a 9-game losing streak. And then when you lose Lane Thomas again, which I'm not laughing about him, but I'm laughing about the corresponding move. And they go out there and they get Will Wilson back up. And it's like, all right, I know what you're doing now. And as a person who's done things out of spite,
what are they
part
doing?
Of me has to respect
Do you know what they're doing?
It just seems like that's just a great big bleep you to the fans. And the fans responded in kind yesterday where they just booed their faces off. Jonathan Rodriguez gets out. They boo him, which, and we're going to bring Matt Derry up at 8:01 this morning. And Matt was as fit to be tied to anything. But you got Tarek Skubal on the mound. He thinks that they're all going after him. He thinks the fans are going after him. No. It's a 9-game losing streak. I think fans are thinking it's about to be a 10-game losing streak. And they're watching guys that aren't even a part of the process or part of the winning in the future. Like, you're either growing or you're dying for so many people. And it's not supposed to be a rebuild year. Hell, you're coming off an ALCS appearance. But if you're not going to be growing, then what are you doing with Jonathan Rodriguez and Will Wilson? How many, seven guys or six guys under 200 or lower yesterday in your starting lineup? And Will Wilson's back up. And it's like they're asking for something. And I said, my first reaction is agitation. And somebody had tweeted to me, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheinman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And they said, Ken, as a Columbus Clippers season ticket holder, which I said congratulations on all your success, as a Columbus Clippers season ticket holder, the dream of DeLotter is way better than the reality. I go, I'd rather see the reality. Because even if it's not that great, then I could sit there and I could hold Antonetti accountable for it. And I could hold Chernoff accountable for it and say that this would be another miss. But I can't do that because it would be his first appearance in Major League Baseball. And it's only July 7th, for crying out loud. But when you have this moment on a Sunday, you've been so bad. And it's been so long now. I mean, it feels like it's been forever since they're going to win a game, or since they've won a game. And it feels like it's going to be forever until they win a game. to not bring up anything that anybody's excited about whatsoever was really a slap in the face, it felt like, to the fans.
Well, it's been forever since Jose Ramirez got beamed and nobody did anything about it.
And that's, I think that's exactly part of the point.
And they haven't done anything about anything since that moment. Because it seems like everybody has been in a collective coma, including your manager, who I do have sympathy for, by the way, just because there's nobody, it's not like there's a bunch of answers for him. But Kenny, even he seems resigned, resigned to the fate of this team. He seems over it. You're seeing no animation from him. And of course, that's the cue that everybody else is going to take.
He's reached it. He has reached the Hugh Jackson line where he knows that there's nothing there to help.
Yeah, but we
and
never
he's
got,
going to say yeah, the same problem. Thing every single day. It's the Browns in 2016-17, except for that historic losing, for the love of God. But it's starting to feel like so much of the same thing. You have these names that are
see,
not a part of the future
on,
or the present.
Hold on. You want to see a manager show some fight.
You've he seen, doesn't. That's why I'm accusing him of being in Hugh Jackson land.
No, just the way that you were talking was that we skipped the whole fight thing.
Oh.
And that's
fine.
The problem.
I mean, you can have some fight if you want to.
Love,
that's true.
I don't think, Would it have made a difference? Would it have meant that we were going to win all sorts of games, or that it was going to, you know, break this terrible, terrible streak? No, but it's one thing to hear the guy each and every single game afterwards show, well, you know, we're showing fight. We hard hit balls, man, hard hit balls, which I said is it's the equivalent of NBA coaches going, hey, we got good looks. Just didn't hit him.
It's a good miss.
But it's been 10 straight of these. You said, what, 6-24?
That's what Fanta sent us. I don't know if that was necessarily true right off the rip. I didn't have the heart to go look it up, to be honest with you.
All the numbers, each and every one of the offensive numbers, never mind the fact that your pitching was brilliant over the last how many games? They've been brilliant against Detroit. Detroit's one of the best offenses in baseball, the best team in baseball. And had you have had anything hitting-wise, you'd have been fine this weekend. But instead, it looks like a National League lineup from like 1991.
And the argument about him, I didn't mean to gloss over it, and thank you for making a bigger deal about it. You're right. It should be a big deal that there has been no effort to get thrown out of a baseball game to inspire anybody, to inspire the fans, go out there and cuss out an umpire and get the fans going behind you in a home game or anything like that. You know, that's inexcusable. And again, it just seems to go together where Jose Ramirez is hit in retaliation. You lose the guy and you still haven't won a game in 10 games, for crying out loud. You haven't won a game since that moment. So it seems to be poetic. But the reason I make that comparison with Stephen Vogt is where he's got no other words to say other than, hey, you know, we got good ball players here and we're going to get this thing fixed, which it's the equivalent of I got to check the tape. So when you know that there's nothing there to help you and you have a roster of guys that are forgettable names, when you have a lineup of forgettable names and there's no other recourse other than that, then where else am I supposed to make the comparison to? Because I've seen this before over at the football stadium. It's been I don't remember the last time it's happened here with the Cleveland Guardians. I'd have to say it had to be back when they were the Indians and Manny Acton was the manager of the team. It would have to be then. Or maybe it wasn't even the first year of Terry Francona, because you gave him more in that first time than you would ever give here. So it seems to be very Manny Act-ish. And I got Bo Naylor, where I know Emmanuel Clase hit the first batter he saw, which when he hit the first batter he saw, I got that old Browns feeling going, uh-oh, here we go. It's late in the game and we got the lead and here we go. And then you get the ball in the dirt, which really kind of sort of wasn't in the dirt, but it was still in the dirt and between the legs, and Bo Naylor lets it go, and I go, it's as poetic as it gets. I got this guy who bats sub 200, who can't get anything offensively, who's not very good defensively, and they're not going to bring in anybody else because they don't have anybody else, because the only other player they have is Austin Hedges, who's a glorified mascot. I know, good locker room guy, all this good dugout guy. They lost 10 in a row. How good of a dugout guy can you be? He can only say so much. And apparently he's saying all the tough words instead of Stephen Vogt. How much is Austin Hedges cost this year?
$4 million?
We got a $4 million slider in the dugout? You know that reminded me? You know what Austin Hedges reminds me of? I don't want to take unfair shots at Austin Hedges, so take away the thing about slider. Austin Hedges reminds me of Jim Leonard. It's just a guy that the coach trusts. This is going back to Mike Pettine. This goes back to the Browns. It's just a guy that the manager trusts. Hey, do this to just keep this afloat. Can you help me out? And that's a guy that you trust who hits even worse than Bo Naylor and is at the end of his career. So there's really no recourse for the position. There's no recourse for the position. This is where you're at.
Well, he's
and the only other things that gets people excited are when eventually, I guess, after the All-Star game, they're going to call guys up from the farm, because I don't imagine. Yesterday was the perfect opportunity, and you didn't. We brought back Will Wilson.
Yeah, you basically have an assistant coach. That's what Hedges is. And you combine him and, Bo Naylor.
Because when you're good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. We end up trading the wrong brother. Like, we got rid of the good brother, and we have the bad brother. That would be like Milwaukee when they had Giannis's brother, like trading Giannis and keeping the bad one.
So this is.
Or didn't the Cavs have Evan Mobley's brother on the team?
We did. Yes. Yeah. Well, the Charge had him. But
so can you imagine if we said, you know what, we think we can get something for Evan. Let's keep the other Mobley. That's what we did.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I mean, you got, it's, hey, good God almighty, in it. You know, the season's got to stand for something. And I don't know what it stands for now, other than it's just become, it's like they're trolling you. And fans want to win. And I feel foolish, because at the beginning of this season, I made excuses, and I think they're long-term excuses, for the love of God, which means that there's might be some long-term hurt involved here. As good as the starting rotation is at times, and I got this other Luis Ortiz stuff going on where he's throwing pitches God knows where for God knows whatever reason, which seems to be, I don't know, not the biggest deal in the world, but certainly not the smallest deal in the world, going back to what you and I were talking about at one point last week when it came to the basketball stuff with Malik Beasley. It's disheartening at so many levels. And for the fans, I think you have to, like, what is serious about this whatsoever? There's nothing that's serious about this whatsoever. So, like, I have to ask, are you out on the Guardians now? I mean, who could possibly be in on them?
Well,
I think you can be in on them, because for the people who have been the truthers of this organization for so long, I think you're really in on it. I think that you're getting ready to get the belt out and start to put it to the asses. Because there's a lot of people out there who goes, you guys don't know the forest for the trees. You guys don't know what's really going on here. All you guys do is sit there and make excuses for these guys and call them a good organization when they're really not. Because they get close. Well, this is professional sports, and close doesn't matter. They had the opportunity to get over. They didn't get over. And for those people, hey, this is your Super Bowl now. It's time for you. If you're one of those truthers, fine, let it happen. Because I think they're all in. I think they felt like they knew this for a while, and that other shoe is finally dropped. And for the rest of us who are saying, well, they've been a great organization. They've been a great organization. They've been a great organization. And to all those folks, they go, great at what? Great at what? Pulling the wool over your eyes, Ken? What's been so great? What's been so great about Will Wilson and Jonathan Rodriguez and Nolan Jones and Bo Naylor at 173 and Austin Hedges and Daniel Schneeman? Were any fun on him is worn off. And Brian Rocchio being back up at a 165 average. I mean, this is not a realistic lineup here. This is just not. I know it's a getaway day, but when you're nine games into a losing streak, my God. So you can't throw the fans a bone. Well, we'll send them back down. What is it? What is it that you won't give the fans what they want in a season where the walls are closing in?
Well, I think they said they want to see DeLauder play at least 75 consecutive games in the minors to prove that he's healthy enough.
And when he gets to 75, it'll be 76. And when he gets to 76, it'll be 77. 216-474-0092. You out on him? What?
You said they were 6-24 in their last
30? I don't know if they were. Yeah. That's what Fanta said.
You're totally underselling. They are 9-21, guys. Come on.
Oh, okay.
They're way up there.
9-21. I mean, that's, you know, bad. Ain't good. So there you are.
My favorite stat floating around the basement that I hung out in this weekend was, I believe they've been shut out 8 of their last 30 games.
This is their last chance for passion. Because if they just keep, and they're going to Houston today, so I mean, good God Almighty, it doesn't get any easier for you. The Houston Astros started off rough, and now what are they? What are the Astros now? Are they 19 games above 500, something like that? What the hell are the Houston Astros? They're 55. They're 20 games above 500. They're 55-35. Well, we can't wait to get our asses handed to us over there. So that'll be a good time. At least we got the White Sox coming up, and then we got a bad schedule coming up. So one of two things
we
are going to happen.
Shriffin?
Why do you want to bring him on? Just so we start the fight and get some passion here?
What fight? He's
God, it's hot as hell in this studio.
Wait a second. What fight? He's been through this. We should ask him for tips.
Tips and tricks.
How do we continue to watch a team when nobody cares in the fan base anymore? Everybody's irate and the team stinks.
If they win tonight, do we come in tomorrow and do West Side Stand Up? Or East Side Stand Up? There's no North Side. The North Side is the... is there a South Side if there can't be a North Side? There's really just an East and a West. Because he does South Side Stand Up. That's what he does. Or at least that's what he shoehorns
in
there.
We can't get all the bases covered.
Do we do anything that... Carnegie, Ontario, do you stand up? Even though the win would be in Houston. I don't know the rules. I have no idea his personal rules on standing up or sitting down or doing God knows what. So this is this is the last stand for passion, because they're in a land right now where they look like they don't care. The organization feels like they don't care. The front office feels like they don't care. Their bleep doesn't stink, so they don't care. They clearly don't give a damn what you think of them. They got the stones to roll Will Wilson back out there for everybody. If they don't care about what you think, then I think the fans are going to go, okay, you don't care? I don't care, because that's the worst thing about a long season. When you have a long, long, long season like baseball is, plenty of opportunities for people to stop caring. And so I think that this is the last stand. You don't get it turned around. This is the last stand of passion. Then it's just going to the ballpark to go to the ballpark. And that's not what people envision for this season. 216-474-0092. Are you out on the Guardians? Got some Rick Manning audio to play for you when we come back. We'll hear that right when we come back at 624 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.